四世纪第六章到第八章记载着基甸的故事。
Judges chapter 6 from chapter 8 mentions Gideon.
神用基甸救以色列人脱离米甸人的手。
And God uses the hand of Gideon to lead the Israelites out of the
Midianites.第九章开始是记载着基甸死后所发生的事情。
And starting from chapter 9, it records what happened after Gideon died.
基甸的家庭里头发生了一个这个不幸的事情，这个也是当时社会上的一件不幸的事情。
And at that time, an unfortunate thing happened to Gideon's family.
基甸在事件有一个妾为他生了一个儿子叫以利米勒亚比米勒。
One of Gideon's wives gave birth to a son, and his name was Abimelech.
基甸死了死后呢，亚比米勒他击杀了基甸其余的70个儿子。
And Abimelech has slaughtered 70 of the other sons of Gideon.
那只有基甸的一个小儿子叫做耶坦，他躲起来，他没有被杀害。
And only Jotham was not killed because he was hiding.
所以四世纪第九章就是在记载这件事情。
And that is what chapter 9 is all about.
基甸的小儿子耶坦，他就对这个亚比米勒讲了一个树的比喻。
And Jotham told Abimelech a parable of the trees.
那因为是事件人这个事件人他们来拥护，他们来支持这个亚比米勒。
And because it was for the Shechem.So they all supported Abimelech.
所以这个比喻也是对这些事件人所说的。
So the parable was also for the Shechem.
耶坦用这个比喻来对这整个事情的一个评论。
And the purpose of this parable was to comment on the whole instance.
耶坦也用这个比喻来希望这个亚比米勒跟这些事件人他们会遭受到什么后果。
And there was also a warning to Abimelech and the Shechem.
那后来真的照着耶坦所希望的来真的发生了他所希望的事情。
And everything happened according to the parable thatJotham has given.
那为什么会有这个悲惨的事件的发生？
And why did this disaster happen?
可能有几个原因。
There might be a few causes.
我们请先看四世纪第八章。
Let's first look at Judges chapter 8.
四世纪第八章二十二节。
Judges chapter 8 verse 22.
以色列人对基甸说：“你既救我们脱离米甸人的手，愿你和你的儿子管理我们。”
22. Then the men of Israel said to Gideon, "Rule over us, both you and your son, and your grandson also, for you have delivered us from the hand of Midian."
这是以色列人对基甸的请求。
This is a request from the Israelites to Gideon.
因为基甸救了他们脱离米甸人的手。
Because Gideon has saved them out of the hand of the Midianites.
所以这些以色列人说，你和你的儿孙可以来管理我们。
So they wanted a son and a grandson of Gideon to rule over them.
23节是基甸的回答。
And verse 23 is the response from Gideon.
基甸说，我不管理你们，我的儿子也不管理你们，唯有神管理你们。
But Gideon said to them, "I will not rule over you, nor shall my son rule over you. The Lord shall rule over you."
基甸的回答跟观念是对的。
The The thought behind Gideon's answer was correct.
因为天上的神就是以色列的以色列人的王。
Because the Lord above is the King of Israelites.
天上的神直接来带领来管理这些以色列人。
God should directly rule over the people.
神也会借着他所拣选的人来带领这些以色列人。
God will also use the people that He has chosen to lead the people.
但是无论是谁来带领以色列人，他们都要有这样的正确的观念。
But no matter who rule over Israelites, they all should have the same concept.
真正的王，真正的带领以色列人的是天上的神。
The one who truly rules over the Israelites is God.
人只不过是神的工人，神的工具。
Men are just tools for God.
其实基甸应该也可以安排一些有才有能力的人来接续他，来带领百姓。
And Gideon can pass down his work to someone who he trusts.
或许从他的儿子当中挑选，或者从百姓当中来挑选。
He could either choose from one of his sons or one of the Israelites.
看起来基甸并没有做这样的一件事情。
But he didn't do so.
好，我们再看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
基甸以此制造了一个以弗德，设立在本城俄弗拉。后来以色列人拜那以弗德，行了邪淫，这就做了基甸和他全家的网罗。
27. And Gideon made it into an ephod and set it up in the city. Ophrah and all Israel played and hollered with it. It became the snare to Gideon and to his house.
基甸没有挑选有才能的人来管理百姓。
Gideon didn't choose a talented person to manage over the people.
他却是从百姓所奉献的这些金子啊，做了一个以弗德。
Instead, he made a statue out of the gold from the people.
结果后来以色列人却没有拜天上的神，却去拜这个以弗德。
Then the people of Israelites started worshiping the idol.
那这里说这个这样的事情就做了基甸和他全家的网罗。
Then it says that it became a snare to Gideon and to his house.
所以那一件屠杀的事情的发生，这个应该是其中的一个原因。
And this is probably one of the causes of this, the slaughters.
好，再看第九章第一节。
Let's also look at chapter 9, verse 1.
耶路巴利的儿子亚比米勒到了示剑，见他众母，就对他们说，对他们和他的外祖全家的人说。
Then Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem to his mother's brothers and spoke with them, and with all the family of the house of his mother's father, saying.
这个亚比米勒他的妈妈是来自于这个示剑。
And the mother of Abimelech came from Shechem.
所以他就去找示剑人来商量一件事情。
So he went to find the people of Shechem to discuss about one thing.
他商量什么事情呢？
And what did they discuss about?
第二节，请你们问示剑的众人说，是耶路巴利的众子七十人管理你们好呢，还是 一人管理你们好呢？你们又要纪念我是你们的骨肉。
Please speak in the hearing of all the men of Shechem, which is better for you, that all 70 of the sons of Jerubbaal reign over you, or that one reign over you? Remember that I am your own flesh and bone.
原来亚比米勒他希望能够得到示剑人对他的支持。
So Abimelech wanted the support of the people of Shechem.
利他，支持他来管理众人。
They wanted, he wanted the support so that he can be, he can reign over them.
那这些示剑人同意了，他们同意来支持这个亚比米勒。
The people of Shechem agreed to his thought.
那这些示剑人，他们也出钱来支持这个亚比米勒。
And they also contribute to support him.
那亚比米勒就用这些钱去雇用了毁徒，去击杀基甸的所有的儿子。
So Abimelech used the money that they contributed to kill off the people.
那当亚比米勒杀死了他七十个兄弟之后，这四贱人就立他为王。
After he has killed off the other 70 sons, the people of Shechem made him the king.
当然，这样的事情是马上会传到基甸的小儿子约坦的耳中。
This kind of events will pass spread around really fast, so it got to the Jotham.
所以约坦就这件事情，他就讲了这一个树的比喻。
And this is why he spoke about the parable of the trees.
好，我们请看第九章的第八节。
Let's read chapter 9, verse 8.
有一时树木要高一树为王，管理他们，就去对橄榄树说，请你做我们的王。
8. The tree once went forth to anoint a king over them, and they said to the olive tree, reign over us.
第九节，橄榄树回答说，我岂肯只住供奉神明和尊重人的油，飘摇在众树之上呢？
But the olive tree said to them, should I cease skimming my oil with which they honor God and men, and go to sway over trees?
我们就所发生的事情，我们来看约坦所做的这个比喻。
Let's look at what Jotham has said based on what we know about this, the event.
第八节说，这个树木要高一树为王。
In verse 8 it says, the tree once went forth to anoint a king over them.
当时的这些事件人，他们也想要立一个王。
The people of Shechem wanted a king.
我们知道，通常我们说以色列人真正的立王是在这个撒母耳先知的后期。
When we said the Israelites actually having a king was after the book of Samuel.
是在他们的第一个王就是这个扫罗王。
And the first king they had is King Saul.
但是百姓希望立王这样的观念其实很早就有了。
But the mindset of the people wanted a king has been has existed a long time ago.
在四世纪第九章这里就谈到示剑人他们立亚比米勒为王。
In Judges, it mentions that the people of Shechem has made Abimelech a king.
因为他们想要跟其他的国家一样。
Because they want to be like other countries.
那在这个树的比喻里头呢，提到了几种的树。
And in the parable of trees, it mentions different type of trees.
那绝大部分的都是所谓的好的树，能够带给人益处的树。
And most of them are good trees that can bring benefits to the people.
那其中也提到这个荆棘。
And it also mentions bramble.
这个是一个很大的对比。
It is a huge contrast.
那他们这个树要立王来，来管理他们。
And the trees wanted a king to reign over them.
但是我们看他们在回答的时候都怎么说呢？
But let's look at what their response are.
这比如说橄榄树，他就回答说，他不愿意飘摇在众树之上。
For example, the olive tree said, he will not.Go sway over trees.
这个管理的字眼变成飘摇的字眼。
And he changed the word, he changed the word reign to sway.
当人有了地位的时候
，When a person has authority,
人就变得好像很忙碌是这个不能够安静的好像是变成这个 busy body 很忙碌。
And they started to be busier and have a lot of work.
那这个树本来是种在地上的。
And the trees are rooted into the ground.
你想想看，一个树如果是飘，它是飘在空中的，这是不可靠的。
So when you think about if a tree is swaying in the air, it is not.Very reliable.
所以地位常常让一个人变得很忙碌。
So authorities often makes a person very busy.
哦，这个地位常常让一个人变得不可靠。
And it makes people unreliable.
哦，这是人性的弱点。
This is a weakness of our human nature. 哦，
那我们再请看第十五节。
Now let's look at verse 15.
哦，他们一个一种树一种树的去问。
They ask tree, they ask a different type of tree one by one.
哦，那每一种树都说我不愿意飘摇在众树之上。
And all the trees, said that they will not ring, they will not sway over other trees.
啊，十五节，荆棘回答说：“你们若诚诚实实的高我为王，就要投在我的印下，不然焰火从荆棘里出来，烧灭利巴嫩的香柏树。”
And the bramble said to the trees, If in truth you anoint me as king over you, then come and take shelter in my shade. But if not, let fire come out of my bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon.
那他们来问到这个荆棘说我们要立你为王。
They came to ask the bramble to be the king.
哦，这个荆棘的回答是他愿意。
And the bramble was willing to, reign over them.
哦，他也要求说你们要投在我的印下。
And he asked them to shelter in the shade.
哦，其实无花果树它是会有树荫的。
Fig trees have leaves.
哦，但是这个荆棘它是没有树荫，不可能让人在它的荫，在它的树荫下的。
But bramble does not have shade for people to shelter under.
哦，所以这个是一个 ironic， 是一个讽刺。
It is very, it is a irony.
哦，他根本没有树荫，但是他要求别人要在他的树荫底下。
He doesn't have shade, but he asks people to shelter under the shade.
哦，他这个十五节又讲到说，从他要有火出来，来烧灭这个利巴嫩的香柏树。
And it says he says that.Let the fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon.
其实这个是在讲示剑人。
And this is talking about the people of Shechem.
在那个时候，这些示剑人好像他们很有能，这个很有势力。
At that time, it seems like the people of Shechem had a lot of power.
他们能够支持这个亚比米勒来当王。
They could support King Abimelech.
他们能够帮助亚比米勒杀掉基甸所有的儿子。
They could help Gideon. They could help Abimelech kill all the sons of Gideon.
哦，他们就好像是很有力量的香柏树一样。
They're just like a very powerful cedars.
哦，但是耶坦希望火来把这个示剑人给烧灭。
But Jotham hoped that there would be fire.That will kill off the people of Shechem.
哦，所以这个树的比喻在讲着当时所发生的事情。
So this parable, the trees speaks the event that's happening at that time. 哦，
这个亚比米勒就好像是荆棘一样。
Abimelech is like the bramble.
哦，这些好树可能是基甸的其他的孩子，也可能是其他的人。
All the good trees could be any.Sons of Gideon or any good people in the Israelites.
哦，大家都尊重基甸的决定，没有人愿意当王。
Everybody agreed to Gideon's mindset. Nobody wants to be king.
哦，只有这个亚比米勒，他有着那一种贪爱地位的那一种私欲。
Only Abimelech had that.Selfish ambition to have power.
哦，那所以这个树的比喻呢，也包括了耶坦所说的预言。
So this parable of the trees is also a prophecy.
哦，对亚比米勒对示剑人的预言。
It is a prophecy for the people of Shechem and Abimelech.
哦，本来示剑人跟亚比米勒他们是要好的。他们是合作的，他们和啊，他们和他们和他们和 他们和平而且合作。
When the people of Israelites and Shechem, they were in a peaceful union.
但是后来他们彼此为仇。
But after they became enemies.
我们请看第九章的四十二节。
And let's look at verse 42.
第九章四十二节。
Chapter 9, verse 42.
次日，民出到田间，有人告诉亚比米勒。
And it came about on the next day that the people went out into the field, and they told Abimelech.
四十三节，他就把他的人分作三队，埋伏在田间，看见四件人从城里出来，就起来击杀他们。
So he took his people, divided them into three companies, and lay in wait in the field. And he looked, and there were the people coming out of the city, and he rose against them and attacked them.
这里讲到亚比米勒击杀四件人。
Here it talks about Abimelech killing the people of Shechem.
就好像有火从荆棘里 出来烧灭这个香利巴嫩的香柏树。
It is just like the fire coming out of the bramble and devouring the cedars of Lebanon.
四十九节。
And verse 49.
众人就各砍 一枝跟随亚比米勒，把树堆在卫所的四围，放火烧了卫所，以致四箭楼的人都死了，男女也有一千。
So each of the people likewise cut down his own bot and follow Abimelech, put them against the stronghold, and set the stronghold on fire above them, so that all the people of the tower of Shechem died, about 1,000 men and women.
这里甚至讲到亚比米勒放火烧死很多的示剑人。
Here it also says that Abimelech has set fire to kill of the people of Shechem.
那最后亚比米勒也死
And,
也死了。
But Abimelech also has died.
他被我们请看五十三节。
Let's look at verse 53.
有一个妇人把一块上磨石抛在亚比米勒的头上，打破了他的脑骨。
But a certain woman dropped an upper milestone on Abimelech's head and crushed his skull.
当我们在读这个树的比喻我们就很清楚的看到，这个就是在讲示剑人跟亚比米勒。
When we look at the parable of the trees, we can clearly tell that it is talking about Abimelech and the people of Shechem.
但是亚比米勒跟这些示剑人，他们充满着私欲。
But the people of Shechem and Abimelech has their own selfish ambition.
充满着 lust.
Has their lust.
所以他们被自己的私欲所蒙蔽，所以他们好像听不懂。
And they were blinded by their own lust, so they could not understand.
所以他们也不能够，也不知道悔改。
So, and they did not know how to repent.
有时候讲比喻，目的就是让人家容易明白。
When people speak parables, it is for people to understand.
好像拿单先知对大卫讲了一个比喻。
It is like when Jonathan told.
Nathan.
Nathan told David a parable.
这个大卫明白了，他就悔改。
And David understood, so he repented.
但是亚比米勒他们被蒙蔽了，他们不懂。
But Abimelech and the people of Shechem, they were blinded, so they didn't understand.
或许他们听得懂，但是他们不悔改他们的错误。
Or maybe they understood, but they did not want to repent.
那我们既然这里提到这些树我们也就来把这些树来做一些的说明。
And since we read all about the trees, let's talk about them.
那这些树都是在圣经里头常常提起的。
All the trees mentioned in the parable are the trees that showed up in the Bible.
那这些树也是在那个地区很普遍的树。
Those trees are also very common in that area.
在相同的土地上面成长出不同的树来。
On the same ground, they had different type of trees.
它们有不同的价值，有不同的功用。
They had different value and different functionality.
所以这里的树也可以代表着人。
So the trees can also represent people.
我们都有不同的价值，不同的功用。
We all have different uses and different values.
那这个 橄榄树啊，是那个地方最有价值的树木之一。
An olive tree is the most valuable tree.
那很重要的就是它能够有这个橄榄油。
It is, it can produce olive oil.
那这个橄榄油也是在会幕里头点灯用的油。
It is also, and this oil is used to light, the fire in the tabernacle.
那所以也是跟敬拜神有关系。
So it is related to worshiping God.
那橄榄树它的这个木头呢，也是很好的木料。
The branches of the olive tree is also a very, is also a very good qualities.
那这个橄榄树也被叫做常青树。
The olive tree is also known as evergreen tree.
这也可以代表着神跟以色列人在属灵上那个永远的约。
It also represents the everlasting promises between God and the people of Israelites.
神跟亚伯拉罕立约。
God made promises to Abraham.
Covenant.
God made a covenant to Abraham.
那个是一个属灵的永远的约。
It is a spiritual everlasting covenant.
神与人立约，通常都里头都包括着神的恩典、神的祝福。
A covenant also usually contains the blessing of God.
所以保罗在提到以色列人他们的恩典、他们的福气。保罗在罗马书。
And Paul also mentions the blessings that people has received.
神的言语是交代给这个以色列人。
God's words were given to the people.
这个弥赛亚救世主啊，主耶稣基督是出自于这个犹太人。
The Messiah, the Savior, was came from the people, the Jews.
所以保罗在罗马书十一章也讲了这个橄榄树的比喻。
So in Romans chapter 11, Paul also talked about the parable of the olive tree.
这个其他所有的世人都是因为以色列人而来蒙福。
And the people who came to worship God all came because of the people of Israelites.
简单的讲，就是今天所有的世人能够领受救恩，这个是跟以色列人有关。
That means that everyone
今天所有世界上的人可以领受救恩。
The people who can receive salvation today.
这个跟以色列人有关。
It's all related to the Israelites.
这个跟神跟以色列人所立的约有关系。
It all relates to the covenant between God and the Israelites.
好，我们再看四世纪第九章第十节。
Let's all look at Judges chapter 9, verse 10.
第十节，树木对无花果树说：“请你来做我们的王。”
Then the tree said to the fig tree, "You come and reign over us."
十一节，无花果树回答说：“我岂肯只住结甜美的果子，飘摇在众树之上呢？”
But the fig tree said to them, "Should I seize my sweetness and my good fruit and go to sway over trees?"
这个无花果树所生的无花果是那个地方很重要的物产。
The fig tree that the fruit that the fig tree produced is a very important product at that area.
这个无花果可以做成饼，那是很有很高的营养价值。
They made breads out of the fig trees.
所以圣经里旧约圣经常常会提到无花果饼。
That's why they mentions
the bread of the fig tree.
The bread of the fig trees in the Old Testament.
那个地方的无花果也通常长得很高大，所以有树荫。
And the fig trees are usually very tall, so they could have shade.
在西西家王的时代，西西家王曾经身上长了疮，甚至会死。
When King Hezekiah had a When he had a skin
boil.
When he had skin boil.
那也是用这个无花果哈，后来用这个无花果把它治好的。
He used the figs on the fig tree to heal them.
所以这个无花果树也是很有价值的一种树。
That's why the fig tree is also a very valuable tree.
这个无花果树可以代表着以色列国。
Fig trees represent the entire Israel.
那神对以色列人呢是有特别的恩典。
God has a special grace for the people.
但是以色列人他们却没有照神给他们的恩典来回报神。
But Israelites did not repay God's blessing with good.
所以他们常常是没有结果子的无花果树。
So there are those fruitless fig trees.
那在主耶稣传福音当中，他也几次的提到这个无花果树。
When Jesus was spreading the gospel, he mentioned fig trees many times.
其中有一个比喻说，三年这个无花果都没有结果子。
One of them was that in the 3 years the fig tree did not bear any fruit.
所以那个主人说，把它砍掉，不要白占地土。
So the master said to cut the tree and to not waste the land.
那管这个果园的就说，求主人说，再留他一年，再给他一年的机会。
But the gardener pleased the master to not cut to give it another year.
那主耶稣也曾经咒诅一棵不结果子的无花果树。
Jesus has also cursed fruitless fig trees before.
那虽然不是结果子的季节
，even though there wasn't a season for it to bear fruit，
但是事实上，在迦南地无花果树上，随时都会有果子的。
But in the land of Canaan, any fig trees should have fruits at all time。
那这也在提醒我们，一个基督徒，我们要不断的结果子。
This reminds us that we should always bear fruit。
无花果树也是一个重要的一个预兆。
Fig trees is also the a sign。
我们请看马太福音二十四章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 24。
马太福音二十四章三十二节。
Matthew chapter 24 verse 32。
三十二节，这样你们看见这一切的事，三十二节，所以你们可以从无花果树学个比方，当树枝花嫩长叶的时候，你们就知道夏天近了。
Now learn this parable from the fig tree when its branch has already become tender and puts forth leaves. You know that summer is near.
这里说从无花果树就可以看到这样的一个兆头，这样的一个预兆，夏天近了。
And here it mentions that you can see when the summer is near by looking at the branches of the fig tree.
33节，这样你们看见这一切的事，也该知道人子近了，正在门口了。
33, so you also, when you see all these things, know that it is near at the doors.
从这一个 sign, 从这一个预兆里头，可以知道主耶稣来的日子近了。
You can know when God is near.By looking at this sign.
怎么知道主耶稣来的日子近了？
How do we know when God is near?
就是当我们看到无花果树这个树枝花嫩长叶的时候。
It is when we see the branch has already become tender.
这个无花果树我说代表以色列国。
And I've said that the fig trees represent Israel.
所以地上的以色列国已经复国了。
So it means that the Israelites has been born again.
Restoration,
The restoration has happened.
神的教会也已经复兴了。
And the churches of God has
revived. 那这个就是主耶稣来的日子近了。
This is when God's God is near.
好，我们请再看为士师记第九章。
Let's look back to Judges chapter 9.
士师记第九章十二节。
Judges chapter 9 verse 12.
十二节，树木对葡萄树说：“请你来做我们的王。”
Then the tree said to the vine, "You should come and reign over us."
十三节，葡萄树回答说：“我岂肯止住使神明和人喜乐的新酒飘摇在众树之上呢？”
But the vine said to them, "Should I seize my new vine, which cheers both God and men, and go to swill over trees?"
这个迦南地的另外一个重要的农产品就是葡萄。
Another one of the very important products of the area was the vine.
在这里描写说，这葡萄的一个价值就是带给人喜乐。
And here it says the value of the vine tree was to bring cheers to the people and God.
那这个葡萄树也代表着神赐给人属灵的恩典。
And this vine tree also represents the blessing that God has given to us.
我们请参考诗篇八十篇。
Let's look to Psalms.
诗篇八十篇。
Psalms chapter 80.
诗篇八十篇第八节。
Psalms chapter 80, verse 8.
第八节，你从埃及挪出一棵葡萄树，赶出外邦人，把这树栽上。
8. You have brought a vine out of Egypt. You have cast out the nations and planted it.
第九节，你在这树根前预备了地方，它就深深的扎根，爬满了地。
You prepared room for it and caused it to take deep root, and it filled the land.
第十节，它的影子遮满了山，枝子好像佳美的香柏树。
The hills were covered with its shadow, and the mighty cedars with its buds.
十一节，它发出枝子，长到大海；发出蔓子，延到大河。
She sent out her buds to the sea, and her branches to the rivers.
神将以色列人从埃及救拔出来。
God saved the Israelites out of Egypt.
把他们安置在流奶与蜜的迦南地。
And God has set them into the land of Canaan.
神本来是要他们在那边茁壮兴盛。
God's original purpose was for them to grow.
那在大卫的时代，就像十一节所说的，他们的领土呢，到了大海西边到大海，东边一直到这个伯拉大河。
So in verse 11 it says.She sent out the broths to the sea and the branches to the river.
这就好像是葡萄这里用葡萄树这个是蒙恩典的葡萄树。
So it represents a very blessed vine tree.
但是这些以色列人他们没有好好的遵守神的教训没有。回报神给他们的恩典。
But the Israelites did not learn their lessons. They did not repay God's blessing with good.
今天我们也是蒙神恩典的葡萄树。
We are also the vine trees that receive blessings from God.
所以我们不要像这些以色列人，没有照神的恩典来回报神。
Then let's not be like the Israelites who didn't repay God's.A blessing.
无花果树跟葡萄树常常代表着神的恩典，神的祝福。
Fig trees and vine trees often represent God's blessing.
我们请看《列王记上》第四章。
Let's look at First King chapter 4.
列王记上第四章二十五节。
First King chapter 4 verse 25.
二十五节，所罗门在世的日子，从但到别示巴的犹大人和以色列人，都在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下安然居住。
25 And Judah and Israel dwelt safely, each man under his vine and his fig tree, from Dan as far as Beersheba, all the days of Solomon.
这在讲到所罗门王那个最太平、最富有的时代。
And here's talking about the most peaceful time in the time of Solomon.
他们以色列人都在自己的葡萄树下和无花果树下安然居住。
All the Israelites and Judah were dwelling safely under their vine trees and fig trees.
那你就可以去想到约翰福音第一章那个拿但业，他坐在无花果树下，他在想什么？
And now you can imagine where when Nathaniel was resting under the fig tree, what was he thinking?
拿但业的时代，他们是受罗马帝国的统治。
Nathaniel was ruled over by the Roman Empire.
他们没有自己的国家。
They didn't have their own country.
他坐在无花果树下。
He was under the fig tree.
哦，他在想什么
？What was he thinking about?
好，那我们再看第九章的四世纪第九章十四节。
Let's look back to Judges chapter 9, verse 14.
十四节，众树对荆棘说：“请你来做我们的王。”
Verse 14. Then all the trees said to the bramble, "You come and reign over us."
这个荆棘是很容易生长的一种植物。
And the bramble is very easily grown plant.
但是它没有什么价值。
But it doesn't have much value.
通常只是当柴火来烧。
Most of the time it is used as a fire branch.
我们加州的气候跟迦南地的气候是很类似的。
The weather in the land of Canada and our Southern California is very similar.
加州在夏天常常会有这个火烧山的事情。
We often have mountains burning in our area.
常常不是人去纵火，是自己燃烧起来的。
And it is not caused by men, but by nature.
太干燥了，那有风吹动的话，那些干燥的这些草或者是荆棘，摩擦就自己花就自己。产生火就燃烧起来。
Our weather is too dry, so when the wind blows and the dry plants rub against each other, it causes fire.
这就是为什么这个约坦在十五节说焰火从荆棘里出来，烧灭利巴嫩的香柏树。
That is why Jonathan said, "Let fire come out of the bramble and devour the cedars of Lebanon."
那这个荆棘也可以代表着。这个罪或者是敌对主耶稣基督的。
Bramble can represent sin or the adversaries of God.
那个我们知道撒旦他总是想要跟神相等。
We know Satan also always wanted to be equal to God.
所以他也常常会用神所用的口气。
So he often uses the words of God.
在圣经里头，神常常对我们有邀请说来。
When in the Bible, it often says to come.
撒旦也常常会邀请我们说来。
And Satan also will tell us to come.
好像这里十五节，这荆棘说：“你们要来投在我的荫下。”
For example, in verse 15, it says.The bramble said to come and take shelter in my shade.
我们是可以投靠在神的荫下。
We can take shelter under God's shade.
来领受神的照顾，神的恩典。
To receive care and grace from God.
这个荆棘根本没有树荫。
But bramble doesn't even have shade.
但是他却很夸口的说，来投靠在我的荫下。
But it very proudly said to take shelter under my shade.
但是很奇怪的，人也常常很无知的去投靠这个荆棘。
But we also sometimes go and shelter under their shade.
不能够得到真正的平安，不能得到真正的祝福。
We cannot receive the true blessing or the true peace.
最后我们请看马太福音23章。
Lastly, let's look at Matthew
马太福音二十三章三十七节。
Matthew chapter 23.
马太福音二十三章三十七节。
Chapter 23, verse 37.
耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，你常杀害先知，又用石头打死那奉差遣到你这里来的人。我多次愿意聚集你的儿女，好像母鸡把小鸡聚集在翅膀底下，只是你们不愿意。
37. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathered their chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
啊，人常常很无知，不懂得来投靠在神的翅膀底下。
People often lack wisdom to shelter under God's wings.
而反而想要去投靠在敌人的翅膀底下。
Instead, we want to go shelter under the enemy's wing.
就好像示剑人，他们投靠在亚比米勒的树的荫下。
Just like how the people of Shechem were under Abimelech's shade.
哦，结果最后是这个恶人亚比米勒啊被烧灭了，这些很多的示剑人也被烧灭了。
At the end.The one that killed the people of Shechem was Abimelech.
啊，这个也会是撒旦跟随撒旦的人最后的结局。
This will be the consequence of Satan and the people that follow him.
我们一起唱诗433首。
Let's sing hymn 433.
Sweet over my spirit forever.
Please be seated.
我们一起来做结束的祷告。
Now we're making our concluding prayer.
我们求天父真神他保守我们，让我们不会去投靠在荆棘的荫下。
Let's ask God to guide us so that we do not go under Satan's shade.
我们不会去投靠在罪的荫庇底下。
So we do not shelter under the sin's shade.
我们不会去投靠在撒旦的荫庇底下。
We do not shelter under Satan's shade.
我们来做结束的祷告。
Let's all pray.